The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show. We have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Airbnb on autopilot. But before we get started, hey, just want to touch base with you guys. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope you guys are moving forward on your real estate investing plans. Just a quick update on me. Still trying to get the Memphis properties stabilized. A couple of challenges out there, but moving forward nonetheless. Atlanta, things are going great. In Indianapolis, putting a lot of emphasis right now on upgrading the 22 unit and putting in these six panel metal fire doors for all the residents. It's a lot more secure. It's also helps soundproof things a little bit better. Aesthetically, it looks really great too. So working on that, putting some tiles in the bottom unit, something different, maybe a little more efficient and cleaning. Also, you know, carpets, and these are in the common areas. Carpets, sometimes they just pick up, you know, smells and all kinds of junk and stuff. So we're testing that out to see how that goes in the 22 unit. But anyway, let's move into our Airbnb special today. I know I've kind of talked a lot about it, but you know, this has been a real interesting journey for me. I have actually learned a lot. I'm still learning a lot. It all got spurred by a show back in June 2017 with Al Williamson, episode 109, entitled Creative Strategies to Increase Your Rental Property Net Income. And in that show, he shared a lot about how he had gotten started and had trouble renting out certain properties, ended up converting them to short stay type of properties, Airbnb, VRBO, and so forth, and how he, you know, doubled, quadrupled his actual income. So it sparked me thinking, because I was having trouble renting some of my 22 units. And so I got motivated. The next month after the interview, actually, I hopped on a plane, flew back, took a vacant unit and converted it into an Airbnb. The income just boom. It was just almost instantly. We had bookings, and it was generating roughly, I'd say, double what our rents would be for that same unit. So it you know, for me, it's just this is something. I'm having trouble, you know, getting tenants in here for 1 year leases, but I'm not having problem getting people in for short stays. Now our minimum is 30 days, so I'm not doing turnovers every couple of days unless it's a gap between 30-day stays. So I may have, let's say, a week between two 30-day stays, and I'll go ahead and book somebody in there. But it is a very, very interesting process. I was so impressed with the yield on it that in 2018, I added a two additional units, and I'm actually considering a fourth at this time. So it has really proved to be very good. There are some challenges, and we've had some folks that show up and say, nope, this isn't for me. And we've had to give full refunds. I've had others that have had tough experiences there. I've had somebody had something stolen out of their unit. But yeah, there are, yeah, they're kind of give and take. We're really trying to adjust that. We've done a lot on security. We have cameras absolutely all over the place now, and we can monitor. We also are getting a house mom in that's going to be a kind of a secure force to report any kind of problems, any troubled tenants, and anything of that nature. So yeah, that's kind of the problem with a 22 units, too small to really bring, you know, to be able to justify an on-site property manager. So by getting this house mom, where you're doing a trade out for reduced or free rent, it allows us to be able to have an on-site presence, have eyes there, and to be able to move quickly if there are some problem tenants or problem issues. If there's something going on outside, she can pick up a phone, she can call the police. Even inside, she can call and do the same things. So it's really helping out a lot. And I think that those are some real positive changes that have happened over the last few months. You know, one of the things that has been really made a difference, and this is kind of is what moved me into autopilot. When I first started, you know, you have to have somebody there to greet the people, give them their keys and so forth. And so I was using a staff member of our property management firm who actually was in a 72 unit about two buildings down from ours. So we made an agreement. We pay him a little extra to come over, and he does showings. But it was not real consistent, and it wasn't the kind of attention that Airbnbs are known for. They really want a host that is just goes the 10th, 11th, 12th mile for you. And I think that was part of what was lacking initially. And then I found out about this thing called co-hosts, which is really interesting. So if you have an Airbnb property, you can actually... Let's say you're an out-of-state investor like myself, you can get on Airbnb and you can go into co-hosts, and you can find co-hosts in your area that you're interested in. Now, this is really interesting because a co-host, basically somebody that's local, and you can pick people within a mile away or 10 miles away. I like somebody close by just in case they need to run over and take care of things. But it's a real unique thing that I didn't even know existed when I first got involved with Airbnb. So it has for me, it's been an excellent experience. The neat things about it is that one, it's a local person on the ground, makes the person feel at home. They greet them. They say, hey, if you need anything, just call me. Here's my number. You can text me. They personalize it. They also oversee the turnovers, which, you know, even though I have renters for 30 days or more, there aren't as many turnovers, but they make sure that they can get in there and clean the place out and turn it around very quickly. And they deal with issues as they need be. And they're paid 10 to 25% of the fee that you would receive. And believe me, it's more than worth it because it really does make a difference. And we've smoothed over issues that have occurred just because the co-host is there on the ground and there's a one-on-one communication going on in person, which really makes a difference too. This is kind of interesting too, just as a side note too. If anybody is looking for extra income, and maybe you are retired and you're a host or a hostess and would be in for this kind of thing, some co-hosts can pick up 10 different properties, and they're making a real decent income coming in on a regular basis. And so that's going to be kind of an interesting job, because all you have to do is, you know, connect with somebody that owns an Airbnb property and be the person to greet people, to be there for them if they need it, you know, and then also oversee the turnover. Some of the co-hosts clean the properties themselves. Sometimes they have their own cleaning entertaining people. But anyway, that really made a big difference with me, is having that co-host in there to be able to do some of the stuff that I obviously couldn't do, which was really neat. You know, I guess the question comes up here, well, Bill, you know, if it's so great and you're making double the income you would make if you rented that same apartment, why don't you just convert the whole place to Airbnb? You know, it's a good question. I could, you know, literally double my income, but there are a lot more things involved when you go beyond, right now I'm at 3 going to 4. Some of the issues that you'd have to do, one is I'd have to definitely check local laws, and everywhere across the country, there are certain laws that pertain to short-term rentals. Whether you're renting a room out of your house or not, you need to check with your local authorities on that to make sure that you're in compliance with those laws. Now, this would be almost like a hotel if we did this, and it would just change the situation a lot more. We'd need somebody probably on site full-time to deal with the folks that would be living there, because there'd be a lot more need for feedback. Although we get very little inquiries and very little calls from our tenants. Once they're in there, they're just independent, they're on their own. But nonetheless, when you have a lot more, you have a lot more to deal with. It's just a different dynamic. It becomes more hotel-like. There's a lot more coming and going. That can make a difference too. We'd have to expand, for example, our parking lot. You know, most of our tenants that stay there don't have cars. A handful of them do, and it's fine for that. But if I had, 22 cars and I couldn't accommodate them, they'd have to park on the street and other places. But those are some of the issues that I've looked at. And plus, if I had to get on-site staff, I'd have to pay them, and that could reduce the great increase in income too. So there's some issues there, but this is just a quick little update for you. I thought it might be interesting for you. I have been looking at trying to make it more and more efficient. Right now we have been doing really well, and we're nowhere near full occupancy on these units, because we're also revising and upgrading those units even more, and doing a lot more sort of creative marketing as well, and expanding out to other portals besides Airbnb. There's a popular one called Furnished Finders, which is really great for traveling nurses, which is a group that we really are interested in having stay, because they'll go for the 30-day longer. Usually they're 90-day stays. So that's really great. There's also VRBO, Travelocity. There's a lot of different avenues out there where we can get out. Right now, we just want to be able to manage the people we have well, and we've been doing a real good job, but my co-hosts are taking care of 90% of it. So I really don't have to do a lot. The biggest amount of time I have to invest is really in the beginning. It's going there, it's setting it up, buying the furniture, all those things, just to get get the Wi-Fi hooked up and all those things. After that, it's just boom, it's just turnkey. The people show up, we have these little push button locks on the doors, so that we don't even have to change keys or anything of that nature. We just can change the lock combo. So there's a lot of neat things that you can put in there too that make that a little bit more efficient. So we're honing it down, we're getting better and better at it. I think there's going to be some great stuff ahead. So keep you updated. But that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled Airbnb on Autopilot. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.